Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Voters in Jacksonville, Florida, made history yesterday, electing a Democrat, Donna Deegan, as the city's first female mayor. The upset victory makes her the second Democrat to win a Jacksonville mayor's race in 30 years. She defeated Republican Daniel Davis, who heads the city's Chamber of Commerce. He was endorsed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, although the governor didn't do any campaigning for him. Deegan is a former TV news anchor, had breast cancer. She's a survivor, and she founded a breast cancer support group.
Oh my God, it's a thing. We elected a Democrat in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a thing, everybody. It's a thing. I guess taking away everybody's rights and, you know, saying can't learn history and threatening gay kids at school is not a winning platform. Who knew? Who knew? Not even here in Florida.
I got to be honest, Randy, I didn't think something like this was possible. I just, when I thought of Florida, I thought Ruby Red. This is the way the people here want it, and it's not going to change now. This is so refreshing.
It is refreshing. But it's a thing. It is a thing. You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing that is the thing. And that thing is that 400,000 more Republicans are registered to vote in Florida than Democrats at this point. That's why it seems so hopeless. That's why it seems so red. But I have to tell you that there are a lot of people who moved here. You know, this is not new. Florida has always seen an influx of people each and every year of its existence until it sinks into the sea. That will be the case, all right? But some people, when they move from the Midwest to here, they register as Republicans. And so now we have 400,000 more Republicans than we do Democrats in an ever-changing environment. Also in Florida, we have this thing called a closed primary. Perhaps you have that in your state. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Because we have 50 different elections every single election in this country, right? States run elections for states. And so some people have open primaries. Most people, like here, have closed primaries. And what we actually have here are a bunch of independent or non-affiliated voters. Now, what is the dealio with that? Well, that is a bad thing in that the people who still maintain their Republican membership in the Republican white supremacist neo-nationalist party, as it is now, the lying party, the hey, you better work for Medicaid party, where most people do work for Medicaid, the better work for food stamp party, where most people do work for food stamps. Those people are, a fringe. And the candidates that win primaries are fringier than the people who vote for the fringe. And so what you have here is a self-eliminating primary system, meaning if you are like me, an independent, if you're an independent, if you're an unaffiliated voter in a closed primary state, you don't get to pick the nominee. You have no input into the primary scenario. And that means that we get crazy people on the right. I mean, like real lunatic, fringy people, people who have absolutely no consequences for spouting white nationalist, white power crap. And so the unaffiliated voter is often unappealed to, because all Republicans think about is winning the primary, because that, they think, guarantees them a win. Well, in this case, that didn't work. The primary winner for the mayor's race in Jacksonville was somebody supported by good old Ron Death Sentence, good old, meatball man, whatever the hell we're going to call him, Ron DeSanctimonious, or Rob, if you're Donald Trump. Okay, this guy is a guy who doesn't feel like there's any downside to him taking away the rights of students or the rights of parents or the rights of, school teachers to teach about the civil rights movement, or to show a movie that has one split second scene of a gay character without losing her job. He doesn't feel like there's any consequence for that. Well, the voters are starting to understand that there needs to be a consequence for that. And so this particular woman, her name is Donna Deegan, she had some name recognition in that she was a local TV news anchor for 25 years in Jacksonville. So people knew who she was. I wonder if that's parlayable as a talk show host. I don't know. We should take that out for a little spin and see what happens. But she actually said, you know, the whole thing that I did, the whole campaign that I ran was based on the fact that I was a fifth generation Jacksonville person, that I have lived here my entire life, that I understand what Jacksonville is, that the people aren't being represented properly in Jacksonville for what Jacksonville is, and that we needed to come together. We needed to unify ourselves as a city, because the Republicans had trashed it up pretty good. The Republicans had allowed, you know, they have more gun crime in Jacksonville, believe it or not. Yeah, more gun crime in Jacksonville per capita than New York City. And she was able to talk to voters about that.
What we've seen here over the decades is we've seen a city that is on a river, on an ocean, with a couple of interstates running through, and yet we seem to continually get passed by cities like Tampa and Charlotte and Greenville. And the question keeps coming back as to why. And I think, you know, if you look at crime in our area, we have a murder rate that is four times per capita that of New York City.
Oh,
my God.
We have
crumbling infrastructure. We have neighborhoods that have been left out for decades. And the message we brought to the streets was we want to bring the people into city government. We've had a city government here that has been lacking in a lot of transparency and, frankly, in bringing people in. And so we felt that if we could bring those messages that I want to deal with, basically fixing those things that are broken and bringing people in, I think people really heard that message and resonated with it. And we the wonderful thing about this campaign was that we won voters from all across the political spectrum. And that was very, very important to me, because I just think the divisiveness has gotten so incredibly bad that if we don't start to try to bring people together, and in Jacksonville, we've had a great tradition of that. I was very concerned about where it was going. And obviously around the country, that's a concern. But here, especially, is my heart, and I wanted people in Jacksonville to come together, and I think we will.
Yeah, she understood that she could get Republicans to vote for her because they are disaffected because of the amount of hatred and vitriol and white supremacy and white nationalism, and that Christianity is going to be the national religion, and that Republicans versus Democrats, instead of, you know, their unaffiliated voters all over this state, people that aren't either, people that aren't registered as Democrats or Republicans. Now, obviously, I'm registered as a Democrat because I need to vote in a primary. I cannot let any election go by without me participating in it and having my 5 seconds of say. Okay, I stand over my little snack tray, I show my little driver's license, I get my little ballot, and I go and I do what I have to do in order to have a choice at the end that I could vote for, you know, against somebody who's, you know, a white Nazi. But she actually appealed to people who were completely unaffiliated, and her message was, listen, they are dividing us, and this has got to stop, and we have to look at the neighborhoods that were left behind, and we have to look at the crime in Jacksonville. We have to look at the fact that when people look at Florida to move here, and she's talking about Tampa, so she's saying when people move here from the Midwest, because Tampa attracts Midwesterners, okay, as a retirement spot. Where I am on the East Coast, it attracts, you know, New Yorkers, people from New Jersey, a couple from Connecticut, right? And that is the great divide in Florida, the East and the West. But she's saying, hey, look, Jacksonville isn't even being considered by anybody to move here. And why would that be? Oh, well, I looked at it. We have more gun violence. We have four times per capita the amount of gun violence that New York City does in Jacksonville. We have failing infrastructure in Jacksonville. We have neighborhoods that are falling behind and falling apart in Jacksonville. And I went door to door and I told people, I see this, I know this, I can fix this. That's what it takes for a Democrat to win in Florida, because there are 400,000 more Republicans in this state than registered Democrats at this point. But that does not take into account the unaffiliated, which is where the gold is.